The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And we are off, as the piano soars into the wild blue yonder. I'm David Duvall in The Piano Matters. I'm pleased with my programming, but that does not count. Are you pleased with my programming? Well, I have Scriabin, a Chopin Mazurka, Debussy Prelude, Gershwin's songs in the Earl Wilde adaptations, a toccata by the pianist Robert Casadesus, and more. I think it's a good mix. My goal is to see the hour as a canvas to put side-by-side music that will sound very good with its neighbor. Sometimes I'm wrong, though. The mix is off, as I call it. I'd like to begin with two unknown Liszt pieces, the Scherzo in G minor, never played, and the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 17, never played. Both of them, though, played by the prodigious Sviatoslav Richter. Thank you. I call Richter the Iron Man of the piano, and Richter himself had that insatiable thirst for the entire literature. We heard the G minor scherzo of Liszt, who else would play it, and the Hungarian Rhapsody number 17. The Piano Matters is on the air. One diarist called Benjamin John Armstrong on January 3rd, 1854, wrote this. In the evening, went to a party at Mr. Anfrere's. It was very boring. Small rooms, piano was out of tune, bad wine, and stupid people. Ooh, it sounds horrid that evening. But I ask, do people even still give parties? They're so expensive to give. The late and very great pianist Robert Casadesu, one of my favorite Ravel and Debussy interpreters and many other composers, was born in 1899. Perhaps that is the last of the 19th century's great pianists. He composed constantly and steadily throughout his life, on trains, wherever he could be in his endless concertizing. He ended his life in 1973. Symphonies, concertos, so much flowed through his pen. So little of this excellent output remains heard. But on this show, we will hear the admirable Toccata Opus 40, a piece that sometimes is played. The player here is John Owings. Thank you. John Owings does a fine job in Robert Casadesus' Toccata Opus 40, and one of the great pianist's many piano works. He left concertos, four piano sonatas. Thank you, Mr. Owings, for looking at Casadesus' music. His recording also partakes of the Casadesus 24 preludes for piano, so deft, so well crafted. This is The Piano Matters, and this station is one that is extremely important in keeping great music broadcast. We truly need your support. We believe we give much to you, and so we would like back from you what you can give. It will be appreciated to the core, believe me. Evgeny Kissin has been performing now nonstop for 2 decades. His playing is superb. He's a very talented man. Here is from his debut recital at Carnegie Hall, I believe in 1991. And we're going to listen to a piece of delicious pastry, Viennese in flavor, the Valse Caprice No. 6, based on Schubert waltzes and gorgeously packaged by Franz Liszt. Mr. Kissin at the keyboard. Thank you. Soirée de Vienne by Schubert, artfully adapted by Franz Liszt from Schubert's Tiny Waltzes. There's much yet to hear on the Piano Matters, so don't move, I beseech you. Now we are pleased to listen to the pianist Alexandra Eames, and she's been a real light to both teaching and performing in New York City. I well know she has inspired many students at New York's Manus College of Music, and she plays Chopin's mazurkas so wonderfully with special feeling. And we hear her in the great C-sharp minor mazurka, Opus 50, number 3.
Thank you.
that was Alexandra Eames deep inside of the C-sharp minor mazurka of Chopin from her recording of 19 of these 60 gems by the poet of the piano, Frédéric Chopin. I hope you know it. You are listening to The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal, and glad to be with you. Here now is the terribly difficult etude in sixths by the incomparable colorist Claude Debussy. In 1915, he completed his set of 12 etudes and dedicated them to his pianistic idol, Frédéric Chopin, or I should say, to the memory of Chopin, as Debussy put on the title page. It was Chopin's etudes that opened the door to many technical discoveries which go forward even to the present day. The etude in sixth is played by Mitsuko Uchida, who plays them all very brilliantly indeed. Wonderful, I thought. It was Uchida playing the etude in six by Debussy. That great man Goethe says, "It does not become a man of years to follow the fashion, either in his thinking or his dress." Ah, can you imagine Goethe wearing a baseball hat? Scriabin's Piano Concerto for me is a fine work, but it dwells at the edge of the repertoire, not being able to compete with Rachmaninoff's virtuosity and melodic magic. Rachmaninoff himself played it to raise funds for Scriabin's family after his premature death in 1915. Let's have the highly decorative pianissimo of this F-sharp minor concerto's first movement, the conductor, Armin Jourdan, conducting Basler Symphonia Orchestra and the soloist, a man by the name of Karl Andreas Kohli.
Thank you.
Andreas Kolle, the piano soloist in the first movement of the Scriabin F-sharp minor concerto, opus 19. The conductor of the Basler Symphonia Orchestra is Armand Jourdan. The time has come to listen to a page or two by Igor Stravinsky. And it's from his 1924 piano sonata. And we have the second movement. It's called Adagietto, or meaning that's the tempo. And what is Adagietto? Maybe it means a little slower or a little faster than Adagio. It'll be up to you. Anyway, it's in the hands of the late Nikolai Petrov. You just heard a beautiful specimen from Stravinsky's neoclassicism from the 1920s. The Adagietto from his piano sonata in a very well-proportioned reading by Nikolai Petrov a late Russian pianist of quality. Earl Wilde died in his 90s. Without doubt, he was one of America's great virtuoso pianists. His autobiography is called On the Wild Side. And in some ways it is wild, but it's surely a delight. Find it, read it. He was an inveterate arranger and transcriber in the Liszt-ian mold. Wilde was a big-time interpreter of Gershwin. He played all over the world the concerto and the rhapsody, and in fact, he was the first person that Toscanini ever chose to play with the NBC Symphony Orchestra, with him conducting the Rhapsody in Blue. And let's have Earl the Pearl Wilde in his own virtuoso etude on Gershwin's song, Embraceable You. What a pianist, what a transcription. Embraceable You, the great song by George Gershwin. Let's have another one. Gershwin's songs treated so pianistically and elegantly by Earl Wilde, who plays them so wonderfully. This one, Oh Lady Be Good. Thank you. May I call Earl Wilde's Gershwin transcriptions, of which he calls seven virtuoso etudes, pure delectability. We heard the great American pianist in Oh, Lady Be Good, the seventh of his seven virtuoso etudes. Mukola Suk is a fine pianist. On a recent show, we heard from his out-of-door suite by Bartok, and he played that very well, and he will now play very well the presto from the Opus 33 Bagatelles, not as well known as the last Bagatelles of Beethoven, but very gracious pieces. Here's the piece marked presto, Opus 33, number 7. Mukola Suk sits at the keyboard ready to go. Russian-born pianist who lives in the United States. I believe he teaches in Las Vegas. Mukola Suk. And it was the Opus 33 Bagatelle by Beethoven, the seventh of the species. Scriabin wrote 96 preludes, each masterful and each perfect for the piano's resources. It's the Allegro that we'll be hearing from the 1895 set from Opus 16. Well, we've heard many performances of Scriabin by such giants as Horowitz or Sofronitsky or Richter. Let's have Carl Andreas Kolle in the Allegro, 1895, 1 minute and 29 seconds of your time, please. We just heard Carl Andreas Kolle playing Scriabin's Opus 16, No. 2 from 1895. Won't you join me next week, same station, for a journey in the fruit-filled gardens of the piano literature? And don't miss it, please. Here is William Blake. Think of a white cloud as being holy. You cannot love it, but think of a holy man within the cloud. Love springs up in your thoughts, for to think of holiness distinct from man is impossible to the affections. Thought alone can make monsters, but the affections cannot. This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.